Comedian Fiona O'Loughlin is on tour with her show, The Unreliable Witness. It's making its way to the Singleton Diggers. It's actually happening tomorrow night. You can get your tickets at fionao.com.au. This is going to be an awesome show. She joins us now. G'day, Fiona.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Really good. How are you? How is it being back on the road, on the planes? Have you seen anything weird on planes that you've been on recently?
Oh, I just love it. I've always loved... I don't bother, you know, it doesn't bother me because I'm 5 foot nothing. So every seat's business class for me.
Of course.
I'll live in the
wonderful dream. I just can't wait to take the bloody mask off.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I know. It's ridiculous. So tell us, what's this show about? What The Unreliable Witness. Tell us what this show's about.
Okay, so I wrote my memoir, The Unreliable Witness, warts and all, it was all about relapse, the relapsing that goes on with this bloody disease. Because people think, oh, people get better and then that's it. But we don't. We have to learn how to not ever return. And it's just a wicked, wicked, wonderful romp through terrible yet very funny times.
Is it all personal? It's all about your journey? Like you mentioned relapse before. Is this a... Like, is this an ongoing thing?
It's not for me. No, I finally worked it. You know, I think I'm cured. Well, that's a terrible thing to say. Must ever say you're cured. I just can't imagine anything worse than returning to that life. So, is it personal? It's anyone who's been the scapegoat of the family, anyone who's been in a family will enjoy this show. Because that's where all my stuff's drawn from, really. It's always been family, just different aspects of it. But I talk about what it is to be of age. I'm grown up, I've decided.
Is that something you just decide? Because like a lot of my mates are having babies and stuff now. I'm 35. I kind of feel like I should be doing that too.
You wait for a long time. It takes about 50 years to grow up.
Really?
You usually had your kids by the time you've grown up.
So then what do you do once you've grown up? What's next?
Well,
you go down.
I'm gonna ramp it up now because of I don't have any dependents and I'm a young old person. So, and Joan's dead, so I just thought I'd move up one. I've had some injectables. I'm ready. I'm ready to take on.
Oh, my grandpa always used to say he lived like a second life in his 80s. They were recycled teenagers. So maybe that's next for you.
I feel like that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's great.
I do want to ask you a final question. Harry over here has just recently completed a 4-week comedy course. Now, from one incredibly talented to one who is just budding at the start of his career, what advice do you give to a new comedian?
Well, never, ever waste your money on a comedy course.
It's a bit late for that now, Fiona. I've already done it. I've already finished it.
That's like paying money to teach someone to grow red, curly hair.
You know, it's funny you say that. Like, I got more... The course was fine. Like, it was all right. But I got... It gave me more questions than answers. Like, it told me that... It almost taught me that it's something you can't teach.
It is something you can't teach. You've got to have funny bones. You know, obviously, no, there's a point to learning, you know, a lot of things in a course, but the one thing you can't learn is, that thing.
The spark.
And I think a lot of people would kind of mistake stand up as a entree to fame. And it's a weird way to get fame. You're supposed to want to nail the headlining gig. When I started stand up, my dreams was, oh my God, imagine if I could ever be the headliner in a club. But now it's kind of like, I don't know. We've got to get back to the craft of stand up and supplying rooms with good, you know, with the hierarchy how it's supposed to be. Open micers, then, you know, then all the way to the headline act. And you should go to a comedy club and not care who's the headliner. It should just be that good. I've got a burning ambition to bloody crack stand-up back into shape in this country. God, I won't be able to put my feet up till I'm 110.
You've got a new student under your wing,
yeah.
Harry here.
Yes. You do a type five up the top on tomorrow night, Harry.
My God, that's a great idea.
I do have a type five, but it was I didn't really get many laughs. It was more of a cry for help.
Actually, you could do a type two up the top.
I think it was more for a therapist than a comedy audience, but I'll see what I can do. But look, we're so excited to see you. If you want to see a real professional in action, Fiona O'Loughlin is playing Singleton Diggers tomorrow night. FionaO.com.au for tickets. Fiona, thanks for the advice, and we can't wait to see you.
Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you tomorrow night.